Okay, like we just mentioned, Tigers tickets all day today starting next hour. Tiger tickets here on 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house. We talked with Jack Morris, had him on, and it was really cool, this story. If you don't know the 84 Tigers story about the helicopter, Tom Monahan, and going to get pizza at Tiger Stadium, check this out.
Is it true that Monahan actually took a helicopter and flew out to get you guys pizza after you won the World Series?
Well, he didn't go with us. It was just his pilot and me. But, we went out and flew out to Ypsilanti to pick up a whole copter full of pizzas for the boys and guys in media because we couldn't get out of the stadium. It was just so surreal to fly out of that ballpark and see what was going on outside.
So now paint the picture, though. So you can't get out of the stadium, so you get in the helicopter, you fly down to Ypsi to get the pizza. Is there people in the parking lot, like, waving folks off to make sure the helicopter can land? How did this work?
You know, nobody gave anybody a heads up. So the pilot had information of which one to go to, and it was a huge parking lot. There was actually nobody even close to where we landed, but I was still partially in my uniform. And when I walked into the pizza place with the pilot to get the pizzas, they just, you know, their jaw dropped. It was just so funny to see their reaction.
You could not get out of Tiger Stadium after the World Series win.
Right. We were all, you know, it was several hours after the game ended. And our clubhouse guy pretty much came in and said, look, you guys can't leave. There's all sorts of craziness going on outside the stadium, and it isn't safe to leave. And about that time, I saw Mr. Monahan's helicopter pilot. I had known him over the years, and I said, what are you doing here? And he said, I just landed on the field. We're going to go and fly out to get some pizzas. And I said, can I go with? And he goes, don't tell anybody, just get back out there in a couple minutes. And I just literally ran out there, and none of the guys knew where I went. Nobody followed me out, thank goodness. But when I came back and landed, there was a whole bunch of teammates welcoming me with their middle finger.